think of what we learned yesterday. Think of what we went over yesterday. And if you have some question that's still standing in your mind, now would be the time to pose it. But I'm open to any types of questions on anything we've covered so far. Review the process for changing a value again. Sure. So the process of changing a value is... We got a friend out there. Screech, 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 screech till that value changes. Now, the process for changing a value is you find the value. Like, you figure out which value it is that you want to move. Then what you do is you figure out where you want to place it inside the hierarchy. So let's say that somebody found, they did their relationship values. And as they looked at their relationship values, they noticed that love was number 16. And they said, huh, well, some of my relationships in the past have been less than connected or maybe a little bit more shallow, perhaps. Perhaps I want to take love and I want to move it up higher. Or maybe, I don't know, or a connection or something like that, whatever the word is that they say, oh, well, maybe I need to change this value and maybe that would make that shift for me. So what they'd do then is they'd look at that value and they'd look, and I'm not saying that this is, I'm not even suggesting this change to anybody at all. I'm just saying that this is one possibility where somebody look at that. It's just kind of like somebody saying, hey, I'm not making the kind of money I want to make. Maybe I want to raise that in the hierarchy. So this is just one possibility amongst many. Yeah. So they say, okay, I want to change this value and I want to move this up. So they look at that and they go, okay, well, how would I do that? What you would do is you'd find out the exact placement you want to put it in the hierarchy. Let's say you wanted to make it number 3. Which submodalities would it be necessary to elicit to move that value from number 16 to number 3? The submodalities of value number 2. So what you're going to do is you're going to elicit the submodalities of the value that's just above the position you want it to end up in. You then take the picture that represents love, and you're going to map it over into the submodality distinctions of the value that's just above the position where you want it to end up, and then you're going to back off the drivers just a little bit. So you're going to just move the position just a little bit, and then leave it there, break state, and test. And if you backed off the drivers correctly, it should have fallen right into the place where you wanted it. So you want to put it in the submodality distinctions of the value that's above it, and then back off the drivers a little bit. Right. The way you know where to put it is you ask the client. So you say, where would you like this? But I think the client should understand what the ramifications of moving or shifting a value are. So I'll always explain to them beforehand, you know, this what the potential is by changing a value. Because when you change a value, that can change somebody's entire life, depending upon where you place that value. Remember, the top 5 values are going to be the ones that really determine our life. Our top 5 values determine our life, because that determines exactly how we're going to spend our time. So if you take a value and you move it up into the number 2, that's going to make a major shift. I remember when I went through my master practitioner training, I did make a value shift. And when I made that value shift, my whole life changed. My whole life changed. So, everything changed. So, and it's also important that you look at the ecology of any type of change that you make. Like, what are the consequences of making this change? So, helping people to make these changes, it's important to look at the ecology of what's going on around that. Well, there is a clear answer to that question. What I'll do is I'll just look at the client and say, are you happy with all these values? Are you happy with what's going on? And as you look at this, is this how you want it to be? Or do you see any that you wanted to change in the hierarchy? And I'll just ask them that. If somebody's looking for direction, I think one of the best ways to get direction, and this was something that was never told to me when I took my trainings. So I took my trainings. I'll share with you an interesting story. So I took my trainings, and because we're in the therapeutic environment of NLP, where people are making major changes, one of the things that you want to do is, what you want to install in people is the ability to make choices for themselves and to take responsibility for their own choices. And we're getting back to the concept of cause and effect. So part of the relationship between the instructor and the class or whoever you're working with, or one-on-one if you're working with somebody else, part of what we want them to get is their ability to make choices for themselves and take responsibility for those choices. And that goes to the concept of cause and effect. Now, what I found was I went through my training and I got a little lost afterwards. And I've heard this from other people as well. So I went in and it was like, wow, all of a sudden I started learning all these tools for changing anything. And I was going, wow, I guess who I am is not as solid as I thought, or at least who I am can be changed, can be, you know, I can be whoever I want to be. It's not based on past conditioning. It's not based on, well, it is. I mean, up until the time that you learn the tools to change all those things. And the truth is our values change all the time anyway based on significant emotional events and stuff. So now we can take charge of what we're going to change them to. So then I started questioning where I was going to go, what direction I was going to go. And I made one shift inside a class, and it was like, wow, that was such a major shift. It changed everything in my life, and there were rippling ramifications of that. I looked out at that, and I was still a little uncertain after I got out. I was like, wow, okay, I made this major change in my life. My life has changed as a result. Although I was still unclear as to who I wanted to be at that point. And that's why I think it's important that you choose your teachers wisely. Because at that point, it was like, who do I want to be, and what direction do I want to go once I have the ability to mold and shape my personality and therefore mold and shape my world the way that I choose?